Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
KYKY and HD1 St. Louis, home of Jen and Tim, and today's best music, powered by the Bomarito Automotive Group, Y98 St. Louis.
A radio.com station.
Actress Betty White celebrated her 99th birthday over the weekend, and if you think that's impressive, so did Paul Rudd.
Welcome to the show.
You know what today is?
Let me think. What's today?
It's National Popcorn Day.
Popcorn?
Popcorn?
Popcorn!
Popcorn.
It's a national treasure. Popcorn.
It's a day to celebrate all things popcorn.
I smell popcorn.
I made popcorn.
I desire popcorn.
I love popcorn.
It's only popcorn.
Blasphemer.
It's showtime.
Pop, pop, it's showtime. Showtime.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's the wake up.
Yeah, it is. It is the wake up. Tuesday, January 19th, 2021. Here we are after a long weekend, short week this week. Did you guys have good weekends?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Got a lot accomplished. Watched some great football games. I know Kev and Lance were talking about sleep earlier. I got a lot of sleep. And just like Lance, I was up at 1 o'clock this morning.
Ooh, why?
Messed up the sleep schedule.
Yeah, I had to... It was a whole series of events. Woke up, had to go to the bathroom. The dog was sleeping in one of my kids' beds. He starts barking. He wakes up Ryan, who fell asleep downstairs on the couch. Usual. then Ryan comes upstairs, immediately falls asleep, and starts snoring. And then I'm like wide awake an hour later. Wow. So I slept on the couch, and it wasn't a great sleep, so... Two of the four of us need a little help this morning.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll keep our expectations low.
Yeah, thank you.
Please, and thank you.
Yeah. Kevin and I will do the heavy lifting today. What's different? And it is going to be a good one. It is a Tuesday. We're going to talk about our weekends, because, Jen, you did the whole trash clearing out thing this weekend, right?
Yes, and we had to get stuff ready because we had someone in... We had California Closets coming in to redo the linen closet and the pantry.
Look out.
And move over, Property Brothers. I think Jen's got her new HGTV show coming. Saying, it's called, How Do We Do This? Did I buy the right materials? I'll talk about that a little bit later. And we're going to talk about football, too, because I have a dilemma in my household. I'm a Bills fan. My son's a Bills fan. My husband's a Chiefs fan.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Your husband's a lifelong Chiefs fan.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Even when he moved to St. Louis, you know, immediately, he grew up in the middle of Missouri, Boonville.
Shout out, Boonville.
Yeah, right. That's where everyone stops, makes a rest stop in between St. Louis and Kansas City.
I had some great times in Boonville, but go ahead.
He's always been a Chiefs fan. Immediately became a Cardinals fan, but has always been a Chiefs fan. And I don't know where to watch this game. I don't think I can watch it with him. Because little known fact about me, I'm a little competitive.
No, I think you guys should do it and really? We should tape it.
Yeah.
You should run a camera the whole time.
Oh, God. I'm competitive and this team stresses me out. So I'm going to ask for your advice a little bit later on. Should we watch it in different rooms? Should we watch it in different houses? Someone's offered their house up so that I can escape because I don't think I can handle the pressure.
Same room, same house, camera rolling.
No. Yeah.
I'll talk you into it. It'll be great. It's Tuesday. We've got Missed Connections with Lance Hildebrand coming up around 7:20.
Tuesday boys.
Tuesday boys. You got to love that. And we also have got some stuff to give out, right?
Yeah.
Drag Queen Brunch. You can win tickets to the Drag Queen Brunch. So don't go anywhere. We're going to do that as well. It's going to be a fun one. Stick around when we come back. Lance Hildebrand will take a look at your roads on The Wake Up on Y98 St. Louis.
Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
So where we cruise back in history, find out what happened on this date, January 19th, throughout history. Kevin, first up, 2013, 8 years ago, what happened?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of sad. 8 years ago on this day is the day that legendary Cardinal player Stan Musial passed away at the age of 92. Yeah, but also in sports on this day in 2013 is also the day that one Lance Armstrong admitted to doping in all seven of his Tour de France victories.
Same day, same year?
Same day, same year.
Oh, my gosh.
2013.
Yeah. Oh.
I remember both of those things, but I don't remember them happening. That must have been a busy day.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny. I mean, I know when Stan passed, we were, you know, consumed with that all morning. But I think that then we just started talking about, you know, Armstrong.
Oh,
you
know. And then he did that Oprah special where he just was slimy. And then, of course, there was that documentary that talked about how one of his cycling teammates and best friends for a long time, like, he tried to destroy his life because this guy said that Lance was doping. Oh, he's just a nasty man. He's a nasty man.
Let's go back further. 1953.
Yeah, I found this very interesting. Didn't realize this was done, quote-unquote, live, but this is the day that Desi Arnaz Jr. was born, and he was born live on the air during a regularly scheduled episode of I Love Lucy. The scriptwriters even gambled that Lucy would have a boy, and they wrote that script accordingly. So at the end of the episode, Lucy shows up with Desi Arnaz Jr. Two-thirds of the country's TV viewers watched that episode. And you talk about a huge
She
rating.
Didn't deliver
yeah,
him.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
No, there's a lot.
That would be some really exact timing.
Right. She didn't deliver him live on the air, but she delivered him earlier that day and then had the baby for the show that evening.
Earlier that day?
Yeah.
They shot the show that night.
Hey, this is what I'm telling you, what I got in front of me. Right here.
We're going to do a little research
on
that
research.
One. Let's go back to 1935.
And then in 1935... If you wear jockeys, you wear it because of this day. The first men's underwear was sold at Cooper's in Chicago under the name Jockeys on this day in 1935.
We're going to do a little research and then bring a few disclaimers.
Shmink's going to be a little fact check.
I'll go back and fact check, Lucy. Yeah.
Thanks, Kev.
You're welcome.
That's coming up. And Pearl Jam suing a Pearl Jam cover band. I'll have that for you in a few minutes. In Schmig on 198.
Making stuff up and passing it off as fact.
Jesus, Kevin!
What, that Lucy information wasn't real?
Yeah, going back to back in the day from a few minutes ago, Kevin said that Lucille Ball gave birth to her son and then filmed an episode of I Love Lucy later on that day, debuting
Desi
the birth
Arnaz
of her son.
Right. At first he said that it happened live on air. And then he backed up a little bit.
Let me back up even further.
Yeah, no.
Because it was filmed in November.
Yeah, and they said the writers really took a gamble. They weren't sure if it was a girl or a boy, but they wrote in the script that it was Little Ricky. It was a boy. But with the timing, that night the episode aired and she gave birth to Desi Arnaz Jr. earlier in the day.
Yeah.
But that episode had long been, that had been filmed long ago.
And
they filmed it in November. He was born in January.
They kept the baby sex a secret for the longest time. And then after Desi Arnaz was born, then the papers all said Lucy sticks to script. It's a boy. So.
Oh, where was that information a couple minutes ago?
I didn't have time to self-edit. Don't you have Schmig coming up soon?
Yeah, I do, actually. We'll talk about Critics' Choice Awards and Bridgerton, the hot hit on Netflix. Maybe too hot. Ozark and The Crown lead the Critics' Choice Award nominations. It's the Wake Up with Entertainment Schmig, brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness and pay nothing to get started. 26th Annual Critics' Choice Awards. They will air on March 7th. And Ozark and The Crown lead the way. Netflix has the most nominations, 26, followed by HBO and HBO Max with 24. But Jason Bateman and Laura Linney nominated for Ozark. A bunch of people associated with The Crown nominated as well. On the comedy side, will The Creek go for a clean sweep like at the Emmys? The show and its four main actors all nominated. But here's a new twist. A show that came out in August, so it wasn't eligible for the Emmys, is nominated for the Critics' Choice Awards. Ted Lasso! Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'll be interested to see what they do. I think it's the final season of The Creek, so maybe you give a nod to them, but man, is that Ted Lasso good. And speaking of shows we love, this is for Kevin and Tim. Season 6 of Peaky Blinders has begun production, and it will be the show's last season.
But when are we getting it? Does anybody know?
Well, they just started production, so it's going to be a little while.
Man.
I know. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. I don't have a date for you. Bridgerton is out now on Netflix. Kevin, has your wife Sarah finished
watching it? Yes, she has, and she said the same thing that you said.
I warned her. I warned her because a friend warned me. You know, I start watching the first episode. It's a period piece, and I love it. And they're like, be careful. It gets a little soft core by about episode 6. And some adult websites are taking some of the scenes from the show. They've racked up hundreds of thousands of views on adult video streaming platforms.
Really?
Yeah, Netflix is sending lots of cease and desist. They said it's misuse of their intellectual property. Ah! Intellectual property, that's a good code word for it. It takes a sharp turn. And it's like, only because the women in that period had to be so chaste. Like, you couldn't even be spotted kissing a man without an engagement. And then all of a sudden, it's like just, 15 straight minutes of...
Really?
Oh, yeah. It does a 180. It turns on a dime. It's just surprising.
Sean has been dying to do some things. Yeah. She finally is off network TV, and she's jamming it all in.
Yeah. It's another code word. Shonda Rhimes is the executive producer, of Bridgerton. It's a great show, but you just got to watch episode 6. You kind of have to... not watch with children around. Just saying. That's Entertainment Schmig. We have traffic coming up in just a few minutes. Crash just in eastbound 70 after 170. Lance will have more on that in the next few minutes on Y98.
Life's like this.
I got into some home improvement this weekend. Jonathan and Drew Scott, move over. It is the Wake Up with Jen and Tim. We have a bunch of projects going on all at once at our house. It's kind of a disaster right now. We cleared out all the junk in our basement. So we had it on one side of the basement, and we had those 1-800-GOT-JUNK guys come and take it all. Take it all, and they forgot to take the giant TV that doesn't work because we both forgot that it was in the other room.
Oh, no.
That's okay. It works, but when Nora was younger, she, like, kept poking the screen, and now there's, like, a line that goes down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kids, man.
They'll don't buy any nice things when they're young. They'll destroy it all. But we had to patch up a couple rooms because we had California Closets come in and install some shelves in the linen closet. So I had to bust out these shelves. I felt like I was like demoing like crazy. I felt super proud of myself. I had goggles on and everything.
What's your tool of choice?
I used a hammer and this almost like metal scraper thing that I had to hammer down in between the wall and the ledge.
Oh, yeah.
And then I used the back of the hammer to like pry it off.
Yes. Very satisfying.
Oh, gosh. It felt great. I mean, if anyone needs a house demoed, I love it. I love to just take that hammer and rip stuff out. But then I had to go to the hardware store. And again, like I feel like I can take on the Property Brothers because I've learned a lot of the difference between spackling compound and joint compound. I had to get some seam tape. I also used this mesh tape to cover up a couple holes. I was like spackling and joint compounding the heck out of this house this weekend. Oh my God, it felt so good. And then Ryan like repainted everything. I was like, what can we do next? I think we can put up drywall in the basement. And Ryan's like, slow your roll. Like, not so fast, okay? We patched up a couple holes and painted a couple walls. I'm like, let's do this. What else? I think we can level the basement floor. Let's get some concrete. And he's like, oh, my God.
Let's get some concrete? Whoa, wait a minute here.
I don't know. I feel like I can DIY all this stuff.
Can you post some pictures? Can we see some of your work?
Yeah. I took a bunch of before and after pictures.
Okay. At the Wake Up Y98.
Not yet. But I will have them up there.
Okay. I got working fireplaces now at my place.
Oh, hey, nice.
Two different fires happened this weekend.
In different rooms?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Now, there's one that we're still getting to, but Nathan, who, you guys remember, I was like, hey, I need somebody to help me. Nathan from Hedge texted and was like, I got you, came in, fixed us all up. Two different fires in the place this weekend, and it was awesome, including a basement movie fireside. It's fireside
Ooh.
Basement movie.
Wow. Ooh.
Yeah. I'll post some pictures from that, too. We'll talk.
We'll also talk wedding songs. I know you're in wedding planning mode, and there is a list of the most requested wedding songs of all time. So we'll do that in about 6 minutes, and Tim will weigh in yes or no.
I just want to stay in the sun where I find. I know it's hard sometimes. Pieces of peace in the sun's peace of mind. I know it's hard sometimes. Yeah, I think about the end just way too much. But it's fun to fantasize on my enemies who wouldn't wish who I was.
It's been 12 years, and Black Eyed Peas' I Got a Feeling, Still Going Strong, is the number one most requested wedding song of all time. It's The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98 St. Louis. Tim, planning his wedding, still planning to get married in May. Well, I say still. You've had to postpone a couple times because of COVID, but you're going to do small gathering, and I know with all of us being in radio, you have strong opinions about music. We're going to run down some of the most requested wedding songs of all time, and you're going to say thumbs up, thumbs down. I Got a Feeling by Black Eyed Peas.
I can actually, I don't have a problem with it.
It okay. gets me going. And listen, I think a lot of these wedding songs, you know, you're just hanging out during the day. You're like, no. But you're, if you're on the dance floor at that wedding, some of these songs, they're the right song. And I would right. put that in the category. Mm-hmm. It'd be really easy for me to be like, oh, no. But man, when you're in the zone.
I know.
And you get that feeling.
when you're in the zone and Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance with Somebody Who Loves Me comes on.
Yes, that's a yes for me.
Okay. Two Whitney Houston songs on in the top 10, by the way. That one and Higher Love, the remix with Kygo.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I'm okay. picturing a band playing these songs, by the way. I want to say that.
Oh,
so you,
okay.
So you, just so you guys understand my state of mind.
Uh-huh. What about LMFAO's Party Rock Anthem?
Nah.
Okay.
Pass for me.
Pharrell Williams, Happy.
Emma has said no to that. There's Ooh. A few that are just played too much that Emma's just like, I can't handle them. And I think Happy is on that list.
What about...
And we lost Jen. And we lost Jen. But let me see if I can guess what else is on that list. Oh, Uptown Funk, by the way. That's Mark Ronson, Bruno Mars. Love it. Great song. That's another one that Emma has in the category of just too...
Overplayed?
Too cliched. Every wedding you hear it, just not, you know, crazy about it. Speaking of crazy, I also see on this list, which I've just pulled up, Crazy in Love. Beyonce and Jay-Z. That is a must for my fiance. Loves Beyonce. That one in particular. And... Never mind. Okay. I'll Be by Edwin McCain. Not a chance. Not going to happen. No one is even allowed to mention that song, much less play it.
Wow. There's
no, and I don't necessarily, well, I do have a problem with the song. It's just not happening.
We got two rules. No Edwin McCain or Sean Mullins. Not here.
Right. Sean Mullins is not happening.
Not his wedding.
Even a little bit. Cha-Cha Slide.
I'm back.
Oh, hi.
Yes.
We're just talking about the cha-cha slide.
Make sure your DJ doesn't accidentally unplug the microphone with their toe.
Oh, yeah. That's in the contract, actually.
Yeah, okay, so that's what I was going to ask you about, cha-cha slide. Are you a fan of, like, mass gatherings where everyone does a choreographed dance on the floor?
Not really, but here's the thing. My two nephews, Will and Charlie, they're possibly their favorite song of all time, which is the cumulative 5 years they've been alive, is the electric slide.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no way. And they do it, you know, they do it in their kitchen, but there's no way they've ever seen it with, you know, even 10 people. So that it's going to blow their mind. So that one's in. And I don't have a problem with the cha-cha slide, to be honest.
And you have to get video of them doing the electric slide with their little tuxedos on.
Yes, I agree. I'm all for that.
Oh, so cute. Yeah, I know you mentioned Beyonce and Jay-Z. That song came out the summer that we got married, and that is the only song I remember dancing to. Like,
really?
Vivid memories. Like, when that song came on, everyone went nuts. We were dancing. Everyone was dancing around us. It was, like, the best feeling, you know? Like, surrounded by your friends, dancing at the wedding.
I'm all for that one. But I reckon if you get married again, you should have them play more than one song.
Lance Hildebrand has traffic. Hopefully he won't unplug his microphone. It's up next on Y98.
Picture perfect, you don't need no filter. Gorgeous, make them drop dead, you a killer. Shower you with all my...
Craigslist missed connection.
You know it's time. It's when Lance uses his Tuesday voice. He's combed through missed connections on Craigslist, found some of his favorites, and he shares them with us. Lance, good ones?
Oh, yeah. Let's start with some after work fun. Hi, I'm a woman looking for a guy that needs a girl to chill with for a while after work. I'm usually free most evenings after 6. Just, you know, let me know. I don't like surprises, so send a pic and let me know if you're married. I don't want to get burned like last time.
Mm. Oh, like last time.
Are you not just dying to meet some of these people?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not to necessarily take care of their missed connection or anything, but just to be like, what? You talk me through you leading up to posting the ad, you know?
Yeah.
whatever. I mean, you obviously had a bad ending to the last thing, but you're like, maybe Craigslist will be better.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe the first one was also on Craigslist and you just went back to the well.
Right. It's a numbers game. Mm.
Right.
Missed
connections.
Let's share some chili. We were sharing the can aisle on Sunday morning. You had brown hair. We're wearing a camo mask, purple jacket, and tight leggings. I was the gentleman wearing a camo jacket. I noticed that you two were shopping for chili beans. I don't think that's code. You left the aisle before I got a chance to say anything to you or even ask you out. I wanted to let you know about my famous 7-bean chili. Mm. The secret is to let the chili cook in the crock pot overnight so all the flavors come together in just one bite. Mm. I'm sure your chili is fine, but I was hoping you might want to try my chili. Again, I don't think that's a code word. Get back to me soon, and I'll set up a night for you to try my chili and some other things I'm sure you'll enjoy. There it is.
Wow. Get out of here. You just insulted my cooking. Mm-hmm. I'm sure your chili's fine.
They got to resort to Craigslist. It's hard for them to find one another because they're both wearing camo.
Good point.
Missed connections.
Younger male looking for guidance. I'm not that experienced with women, so I'm looking for mentoring and guidance from an older female. If you're interested, message me back. I'm very eager to get some practice in and very eager to learn new things. Also, it would be a huge plus if you could host and pick me up.
Oh, God.
Huge thing. You can't be told no unless you ask.
Hey, I'm just doing just fine.
In the 21 years that my husband and I have been together, the almost 18 that we've been married, we've never faced this dilemma before. Both of our teams playing in the AFC Championship game. It is a house divided and I need your help. It's a wake up with Jen and Tim. Part of the reason they've never faced off is because the Bills have stunk for the last 25 years after losing 4 Super Bowls in a row. So yeah, I have a little PTSD when it comes to watching Bills games. We don't get a lot of them here in St. Louis, honestly, but it stresses me out to watch them. All these playoff games have stressed me out. This weekend was no exception. And then we like held our breath and waited for what I knew was going to happen. The Chiefs were going to win on Sunday. So the Bills and Chiefs are playing against each other, and I honestly don't know if I can be in the same house with my husband, let alone the same room when they play on Sunday.
Is he obnoxious when it comes to that?
He is not obnoxious at all. He even went so far as to say he's going to root for the Bills. Liar. he's not obnoxious at all, but I'm just stressed out.
Well, if he said he's going to root for the Bills, then obviously this shouldn't be... There shouldn't be that much stress surrounding this. Also, he's a horrible fan.
Yeah. I think we would be having a different conversation if the Chiefs had not won the Super Bowl last year, right?
Right.
Like, the Chiefs had never won. They won. So I think he feels like he had that great moment. I was so excited for him last year, but now it's like game on. And it just proves that, like, the bizarro year that is 2020 is bleeding over into 2021, that the Bills are one game away from the Super Bowl. Yeah, I just get too
That's
stressed
top
out.
Top of people's list when they think about
yep, exactly. Totally.
Last year. They're totally. Like, well, this Bills thing is crazy.
I know. Well, it is a little bit. But what should we do? Should we watch the game? Should I watch the game in a separate room?
Where do the kids stand?
My son is a Bills fan, which kind of hurts my husband's heart a little bit because he's way more of a football fan than I am. I mean, he like religiously watches football no matter what team is playing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my son is a Bills fan. My daughter like thinks she's rooting for the Bills, but she cheers when the other team scores. She, like, still is not totally plugged in. She's doing other stuff.
She likes good football.
Right.
She likes fundamental football.
She's in it for the snacks, to be perfectly honest. Like, the last couple weeks when the Bills have been on, we've ordered chicken wings, and, like, we all, like, sit down and eat while we're watching the game. It's super fun.
You guys should try that at home if you want. Jen's family eats snacks while they watch football.
No.
Jen, so you want people to text in and say if you should watch it in a different house?
Like, what should we do? Yeah, one of my neighbors who, like, we've kind of quarantined with offered their house up. So I might go over there. Is that crazy, or should we just watch it together?
I don't know. As soon as you said that, he's like, oh, I don't care. I'll root for the Bills. I'm just like, all right, really? This isn't...
As soon as the Chiefs score, he's going to accidentally cheer, and then that might put me in a bad mood.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he's going to accidentally get divorce papers.
314-531-9898. Text us.
I thought that I'd been hurt before, but no.
All right, we got a handful of texts here on the Wake Up. Jen asked, should she go elsewhere to watch the football game this weekend? Her Buffalo Bills are playing her husband's Kansas City Chiefs. And you guys wrote in, people say just it's okay. Just be respectful, and it could be fun. It's crazy. Watch it together and be a good winner or loser, depending. We have a house divided also, and we watch the games together. That's what it seems like most people are saying.
I know, but you guys... My heart tells me we can sit here and watch it, and it's going to be super fun to watch it all together. But my heart says, you know how competitive you are, and if the Bills lose, you're going to be in a bad mood, and you don't want to take it out on your husband.
Yeah, I mean, Emma and I got through Cards Cubs in the playoffs. Everything's a blur. Yeah. Two years ago. The whole series we spent together. Obviously, the good guys came out on top, so maybe it would have ended differently otherwise.
Right, easy for you to say.
I think it's fun. But yeah, lots of people are saying house is divided, and they do it, and it's fine, and it's just, you know, be good. Somebody says, suck it up, Buttercup. The Chiefs are going to win regardless. If Mahomes is in, I think that's...
Which is, I think, the heart of all of this. Like, Mahomes is so good, I don't think I want to watch the Bills lose to him. But...
Jake Allen's awfully good, too.
He is. But Mahomes, like, off a Super Bowl win, and if he's healthy, if he does not have repercussions from this concussion, I don't know.
Oh. Actually, I should say Josh Allen. Jake Allen's a hockey player.
Oh, yeah,
will not be in that game.
You said it and it sounded right to me. Go sports.
After I said it, it's just like, you know, if Jake Allen is the quarterback for the Bills, I'm betting on the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Somebody said, show the kids it's okay to like different teams and still like each other. All right. You're right. Bad parent. I need to suck it up, Buttercup, and just watch it with my husband.
Thank you, Buttercup. Lance, how are the roads?
Thanks for all your texts about what we should do about the football game on Sunday. I think my husband and I are going to watch the game together. And like someone said, show the kids it's okay to like different teams and still like each other. You can always text us at 314-531-9898. Someone texted earlier this morning when we were talking about the most requested wedding songs. And they said, Tim, if you have a DJ, guests may request songs you don't want. I did not want the chicken dance, but someone requested it.
Like I wasn't in the DJ game for some of the best days of my life at TKO DJs. Yeah, and that's very true. You would often, if you're DJing a wedding, get even aside from a list of songs definitely not to play, you would ask the couple, do you want us to play guest requests? And a lot of times they'd say no, but still when the guests came up, you'd be like, oh yeah, sure, let me get to that.
Yeah, we had a list of no play songs and the chicken dance was on there. And our DJ handed it to us like, highlight the songs that you definitely don't want me to play no matter what. No matter how many times, you know, your drunk aunt comes up and requests the chicken dance, I'm not going to play it. Let's run down more of these most requested wedding songs of all time to see if you're going to say thumbs up or thumbs down. Jump Around by House of Pain.
Yes.
Okay. Mambo Number 5 by Lubega?
No.
That seems like a weird one. Like, he's going around with all these girls.
Right. Yeah. We don't need to be thinking about exes that night.
Marry You by Bruno Mars.
Even a little bit of Monica goes a long way when it comes to arguments. Sure.
Okay. Shake It Off by Taylor Swift is number 11 on the list.
100%. Multiple times if I have my way. Once an hour on that one.
This Is How We Do It by Montel Jordan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
What about This Is How We Glue It?
No.
Because You Loved Me by Celine Dion.
No. No Celine.
Number 25 on the list, Genie in a Bottle by Christina Aguilera.
No, thank you. Who's at a wedding and there's like, you know what I really want to hear? And that song is fine, but that just seems strange.
What about Britney Spears' Baby One More Time?
I'm okay with it, but I don't think it's a necessity.
Okay. Hold My Hand by Hootie and the Blowfish.
No.
The Macarena.
With a Little Love. Macarena is a no for me.
Getting Jiggy With It by Will Smith.
Yes, 100%.
What about Paradise by the Dashboard's Lights?
No.
No?
No.
No Meatloaf.
I don't have a problem with that song, but at the wedding, I mean, it's 23 minutes long.
Yeah.
That's a no.
Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I'm in. If I'm as in, I'm in.
Footloose by Kenny Loggins.
Yeah, it could go either way. I mean, it's good song, but at the wedding reception, I could go either way.
Village People, YMCA.
I'm okay with that. That's just good times.
Celebration by Kool and the Gang.
100%.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Twice.
Staying Alive by the Bee Gees.
I'm fine with it. Good song, but I thought
you'd say okay for all Bee Gees songs.
Maybe. I mean, we can't play Guilty at the wedding, and that's my favorite. Take it, Lance. Yeah, that gets played. Probably by Lance.
Foodstuffs is up in 6 minutes on Y98.
It's 8:03. It's time for Foodstuffs. I'm your host, Tim Convey. And yes, I just got a bad bottle of water from the vending machine. I was like, this is gross. And Kevin goes, is it flat? What? And it is flat. My water's flat. That's not the issue. It just tastes weird. It's freaking me out. Good timing, though, for Foodstuffs. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's start out with something local. Taco Tuesday. It's today. Mission Taco celebrating in a big way just today at Mission Taco. All locations, $2 tacos.
Nice.
So they do the late night happy hour there. They haven't been able to do it for a while because of this whole COVID thing. But it used to be after 10 p.m. You get the $2 tacos. They're like, I really appreciate people sticking with us through this whole thing. So $2 tacos just today. Get in there. They got a wide variety of tacos. You guys know how delicious Mission Taco is. Get in there. Check it out. $2 today. Mission Taco. It's National Popcorn Day.
Ooh.
I've been eating, we're on this wedding diet doing the 75 hard thing, but popcorn, just plain, you know, fresh, pop it yourself. You don't put anything on it.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Yep.
And not terribly bad for you. That said, movie theater popcorn, it'll kill you.
But it's so good.
It's amazing, but it's like the worst thing on so many levels, yeah. I think, that you can eat. I don't know. I'm not an expert. Favorite popcorn flavors? Guess what? Butter, salted, white cheddar, regular cheddar, and kettle corn. Kettle corn, it's not even pie. It's a totally different thing, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And Aldi has a pickle-flavored popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
Which is awesome.
I get down with that. You know I like pickles.
Mm-hmm.
People doing a lot of popcorn on their own during the pandemic and watching a lot of movies. 6 in 10 Americans now consider themselves movie buffs from all the movies that they've just watched this year.
Yeah, I feel like I've, had way more movie watching than I did pre-COVID.
Yeah, 60% of people say they watched more movies in 2020 than any other year of their life.
I mean, not just because a lot of movies went straight to streaming, but also because you're maybe not doing as much on Friday and Saturday nights. You're not as busy going out. So, yeah, we've had tons of family movie nights. It's been great.
You get to catch up. I watched that Shape of Water movie I had never seen. Won an Oscars and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Guillermo del Toro.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the one where the woman has relations with the fish.
Well, yes.
That's weird. Yeah, I mean, that's basically the plot summary.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. Anyway, good time to catch up. If you crave chocolate, man, after every meal, I have to have something sweet, usually chocolate. My mom is the same way. But they say if you're that person, maybe you're just not getting enough of magnesium.
Huh. Mm. Interesting.
Yeah. Really?
And then you should eat some other things with magnesium. I'm talking about fish, nuts, seeds, beans, avocados, brown rice, and leafy greens, dark leafy greens like spinach.
Interesting.
Now I know. I'm going to start cramming spinach after every meal. Foods likely to put you in a good mood or a bad mood. Any guesses? Foods likely to put you in a bad mood.
Bad mood.
Think more about the after effects here.
Oh, like you ate too much?
No, like not great foods. Like empty calories.
Like a donut?
Yep. Donuts, number one. Mm. Donuts, alcohol, soda, energy drinks, burgers, candy, pizza, all the delicious stuff.
Yeah.
White
kids,
bread.
Kids, are you listening?
Chips. Yeah, I know.
I think my kids are on their way to school.
Top 10 that puts you in a good mood?
Vegetables. Fruits.
Yeah. Melons, apples, oranges, salmon, eggs, yogurt, berries, grapes, dark chocolate, and number one, coffee.
Coffee. Ooh.
Coffee just cheers me up.
Nice.
That's food stuff. We'll post this list. Good mood, bad mood foods, y98.com.
Lance Hildebrand up next with traffic. Food stops.
Here I am waiting. I'll have to leave soon. Why am I holding on? We knew this day would come. We knew it all along. How did it come so fast? This is our last night.
It is game night on a Tuesday morning on the Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98. This week, Lance Hildebrand has our game. The competitors, I believe, Jen and myself. Let's see how this goes. Lance, what do you got for us this week?
All right. The game is King Holiday, of course, yesterday. So taking a cue from that, every answer in this game will feature the word king.
Okay.
So I have two lists. Who's going first?
Tim can go first.
I will go first then.
Tim, I will give you choice of lists. Do you want one or two?
I will take list two.
List two it is.
And every answer I give uses the word king. That's correct?
King will be in there somewhere in the answer, yes.
Got it.
List two. Kevin's got the time. You got 30 seconds. You can jump in on the question if you think you know where I'm going.
Thank you.
Ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Film starring Colin Firth as King George VI.
The King's Speech.
Steve Martin song about a famous mummy.
King Tut.
Famed horror novelist.
Stephen King.
Sitcom starring Kevin James.
King of Queens.
Her album sold 25 million copies. It's called Tapestry.
Carole King.
He loves garlic suspenders and he used to be on CNN.
Larry King.
Third Lord of the Rings movie.
Pass.
Michael Jackson's nickname, sorry.
King of Pop. What is the third Lord of the Rings?
The Return of the King.
The Return of the King.
Okay, so you got six. You got everything except for the Lord of the Rings.
Jen, you're competing?
No, I was keeping score. I just knew you were right.
All right.
Okay.
Six. That's a decent show.
Is that right? Six?
You were rapid fire answering, so.
Yep.
I was trying to figure out what I'm up against. Refer back to the football thing earlier and me saying it might be a shock to you. I'm competitive. Okay, I'm ready. Right. I don't think I'm ready. I think I'm going to lose, but I'm ready.
We'll see. List one, are you ready? You said you are, so let's go. Clock will start after the question. Here it is. Film franchise starring Colin Firth as Harry Hart.
Pass.
Stage play from a Disney movie.
The King and I?
head of the Knights of the Round Table.
King Arthur.
Famed late blues guitarist.
B.B. King.
originally aired on Fox Animated Show?
King of the Hill.
Title character of a Shakespeare play?
King Lear.
Tasty. You got four.
Yeah, what
well,
were the
it
first
depends.
Two?
Stage play from a Disney movie. You said King and I.
No, that's
technically,
not right.
Well, if you said stage play from a movie, it could be King and I, but I was looking for Lion King.
Oh, Lion King. Lion King and I was the first thing that popped in my head. I couldn't get it out. And what's the Colin Firth?
The Kingsman.
Kingsman.
Yeah. Yep. Don't know.
Well, I won game night.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Good game, Lance. We'll play again on Tuesday on the Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98 St. Louis.
Something I do know about, Entertainment Schmig, we will talk about Ben Affleck's split and his ex, Gwyneth Paltrow, having a little problem with one of her products exploding. It's an uncomfortable product, too. We'll talk about it. It's Entertainment Schmig, and let's start with some puppies. Brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness and pay nothing to get started. Okay, before we get to all the crazy stories, Matthew McConaughey and his wife have adopted a second puppy. They adopted one on Sunday, just 2 days after adopting a first puppy. So, I don't know. McConaughey, I think, is having a good little stint here. He's got a great book out. He's thinking about joining the WWE, and he has two puppies, living his best life right now. Going through a rough patch, Ben Affleck, he and Ana de Armas, best known, I think, for her role in Knives Out, together for a year, they split. They said they're at different points in their lives.
Sure.
She doesn't want to be in L.A. That's where his kids live, and they just, it's an amicable split, although it made for an awkward trip to the garbage can as the cardboard cutout of Anna that he had in his front yard over the summer as like a joke, had to haul that out to the trash.
Oh.
Someone had a picture of it.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
That is so 2021.
Yeah right.
What's next for Ben?
I know.
He's always
know.
Keeping us on our toes.
So, Ben and Gwyneth Paltrow, a couple back in the day, and Gwyneth now has her Goop brand. And you know that one candle that she sells? You know, the title of it is This Smells Like My Something.
Oh, okay.
Some woman claims she won it during an online quiz. Yeah, stick to that story, Jody Thompson, because she lit the candle and a giant flame leapt from the candle. The glass jar exploded, and it caused a huge fire in her living room. She said she's never Whoa. Seen anything like it. The whole thing was ablaze.
So is she suing or something?
No, it's just a story about how Gwyneth's candle that smells like your you-know-what could explode and cause...
There was a goop everywhere.
Oh.
I yep. wonder where you're going to go with that tip.
I think that's a good wrap. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at y98.com. Entertainment Schmig from 6:30. Also in podcast form at our website, radio.com, and wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Lance has traffic up next.
Before you go.
The Wake Up on Y98 St. Louis. It is Tuesday, January 19th. Let's find out what celebrities are celebrating birthday today. See if we can guess the ages. Kevin, what do you got?
You got a big one, and this is a big one. Not because of her singing career, not because of her acting career, but because she's got an amazing theme park called Dollywood. How old is Dolly Parton?
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking it.
Dolly, 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 Dolly.
I'm going to have Tim start since he has been to Dollywood.
I love Dollywood. This is hard, though.
Mm, 79. 80.
77.
75.
Oh.
No, I was going to say that, and I bumped it up.
I think she's had some work done. I don't What's next?
All right, you got a couple Sean's coming up next. How old is one of the Wayan brothers, Sean Wayans?
We just find the funny take on the serious issue. So we look for, well, okay, this is serious, but where's the humor in it?
We had Marlon Wayans here.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like it wasn't that long ago, but I guess it was a while ago. But he was great. And then Sean and Marlon starred together on the Wayans Brothers show. 46?
Yeah, I think that sounds good. 40. Wait, what did you say?
46?
48.
49.
50.
Ah.
50.
Your other Sean is an Olympic gold medalist, and she won season 8 on Dancing with the Stars. How old is Sean Johnson?
Balancing has always been kind of my thing, my favorite. It makes you feel like Superman.
I have no idea. 34.
She was really young when she was in the Olympics. And... but it's been like at least 15 years. 30.
32.
29.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
And we'll end with Peg Bundy. She's also Louise on The Conners. She's also Gemma on Sons of Anarchy. She's also Leela from Futurama. How old is Katie Seagal?
Oh, well. I do not live.
All right.
Man, yeah. She's been around.
Heck of a career.
Yeah. I wonder how old she was when she started Married with Children.
Yeah.
Because that
was trying to figure out.
Like late 80s, early 90s, right?
67.
67 is nice. Correct. Whoa. Nice job. Ooh. Yeah.
Thank you, Kevin. If you guys are celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday. I used to know.
Y98 St. Louis, it is the Wake Up with Jen and Tim and Kevin. I read this obituary today, and I just felt like, God, words to live by. This man, Lonnie Dillard, died December 18th after learning he had stage 4 pancreatic cancer November 11th.
Wow.
Yeah. I never met Lonnie, but... gosh, his obituary. He said, instead of cataloging careers and adventures I had, honors I received, I thought it better to share a few of the big lessons I learned during my 75 eventful years on planet Earth. The first one, a mother's unwavering love can turn a very ordinary little boy into an extraordinary man, if only in his own mind. Making and keeping friends, like tending a garden, requires attention and effort. Yet doing so yields greater returns than anything else you will ever do. As Buddhists say, be kind. Everyone you meet is traveling a difficult journey. Isn't that so true? If your word is no good, chances are very good you are not either. Time spent learning anything is not wasted. Waste is a sin. Do not, quote, save things for nice. Not the new guest room towels, the good crystal that will surely chip with everyday use, nor that ridiculously expensive jacket you bought on a lark in Florence. Nice may never happen. Life is lived now. Amen. And he said, having money is always better than not having money, but beyond basic needs and a few luxuries, money is not a requirement for happiness. Enough really is enough. Greed can hollow out the heart and even topple civilizations. Travel is dangerous. If you're not careful, you could find yourself questioning whether your culture, country, or religion really does have a monopoly on all the right answers. And it's funny, he said, a lot of people ask for top 10 lists, but he ended with number 9. Happiness is not the result of what does or does not happen to you in life as much as your attitude about what does or does not happen. It's a decision you make every day. Man, Lonnie Dillard, what a great guy.
Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.